Why was God so eager to make sure Paul didn't become proud? There's a reason. Because the moment Paul became proud, God would become his enemy. That's a law. It's like saying if you drop a stone, it'll go down. It doesn't make a difference who drops it, believer, unbeliever. It's a law of gravity. If a believer jumps off the roof, he falls down. If an unbeliever jumps off the roof, he falls down. The law of gravity is the same. It's the same way this law which says God resists the proud. That's a law. It doesn't matter whether it's Hitler or the Apostle Paul. The law is the same. God resists the proud. And if you think that you're some type of favorite of God, that the law won't work for you, that you can jump off the roof and nothing will happen because you're a favorite of God, you got to be off your head. Don't try it. And if you think you're some type of favorite of God, that even if you're proud, God will not be your enemy, don't try it, brother. It won't work. He is the enemy of everyone who's proud. He resists every proud person. Because that is the characteristic of Satan. He resists the proud. James chapter 4. Twice in the New Testament we read these words. James chapter 4, verse 5. Do you think the scripture speaks without any purpose? He jealously desires the spirit he has made to dwell in us, or like the Message Bible says, he's a fiercely jealous lover. You know, there's a type of jealousy which is good. There's a type of jealousy which is bad. The jealousy of love, Song of Solomon says, it's like a flame, the flame of God. God is jealous in his love means it's like a husband who wants his wife only for himself. Is he wrong in wanting his wife only for himself, saying, I don't want to share my wife with anybody else? I jealously desire my wife's love for myself. That is the most spiritual thing a husband can do. It's a very crazy husband who says, oh, I don't care if my wife loves somebody else. In the same way, it says God is a jealous lover. He wants our spirit entirely for himself. He doesn't want our spirit to be polluted by the love of money. He doesn't want our spirit to be polluted by pursuing the honor of the world. He doesn't want our spirit to be polluted by pride or anything like that, because he's a jealous lover. So don't you think the scripture speaks no purpose? He jealously desires the spirit, small s, which is made to dwell in us. But he gives greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. That's one of the wonderful things about receiving grace. You've got to read the whole passage together. That when I get the grace of God, the devil won't be able to stand in front of me. He won't walk away. He won't run. He will flee. Flee is a pretty powerful word. He will flee from you. How many believers have you met in the world who walk around with the confidence that the devil flees from them? Wherever they go, the devil runs away. Are you one of those? Wherever you go, the devil runs away. You go somewhere else, the devil says, I better run away from here. You go somewhere else, the devil says, I better run away from here. This brother is coming, this sister is coming. You know you can be like that. You don't have to be a great Bible scholar, but you have to be deeply humble. That's all. The devil's scared only of humble people. He's not scared of people who say, in the name of Jesus. He laughs at them. He's not afraid of those mantras which people quote. I've seen people trying to cast out demons, shouting at them 100 times, in the name of Jesus. The devil just sits inside that person and laughs. He's not scared of people who are not... It's not a question of the name of Jesus. It's a question of who's using that name. What we read here is the devil flees from humble people. I'll tell you this, my brothers and sisters. He's not afraid of rich people. He's not afraid of clever people. He's not afraid of people with Bible knowledge. But he's really scared of humble people. Because they've got something he doesn't have. They've got a power he doesn't have. Because God gives his grace to the humble. Why is he scared of humble people? Because he knows God is with them. And why is he not scared of proud believers? Because he knows God's not with them. Why is the devil not scared of believers who blame somebody else for something? Because that's his own nature. He's the accuser. Blame somebody else for something. Why is the devil afraid of those who refuse to blame anybody else but themselves? Because they're humble. A humble man never blames anybody else for his sin or for anything. And the devil's scared of such people. God's grace is sufficient, but it's not given to everybody. It's a condition. It's grace that makes us overcomers. It's repeated again in 1 Peter chapter 5. And here it speaks especially to younger people. And that's why I always say to younger people, dear young people, let God break you in your younger days. For about 16 years after I was converted, God took me through all types of situations, breaking me, humbling me, through elder brothers who misunderstood me and suppressed me. I mean, you guys are lucky if you've got godly elder brothers who are compassionate towards you and care for you. I feel that's for some of you, you just don't appreciate them enough. And that's why you're spoiled. I lived with elder brothers who humiliated me and did all types of things. But I tell you, it was the best thing that could ever happen. It broke me, all those circumstances. But you say, well, what can I do? We've got such godly elder brothers. How will I be broken? Well, God's given you a difficult wife, right? Or a difficult husband? Or a difficult son? It doesn't have to be an elder brother. Or a difficult boss. Or a difficult neighbor. He has got so many ways of breaking you. But have you allowed yourself to be broken? Have you allowed yourself to see that these are the circumstances, this is the thorn that God has given me to deflate my balloon and bring me down to earth? Or have you resisted it? Then God waits. It says here in 1 Peter 5, you younger men, verse 5, be subject to your elders. 1 Peter 5, verse 5, all of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God will be against you if you are proud. But he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And I want to tell you, the mighty hand of God is just those circumstances in which he has placed you right now, which you find difficult. You squirm under it. That's the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself instead of fighting it. And at the right time, he will exalt you. When it says he will exalt you, it doesn't mean he'll make you the president of India. I have no interest in being that. He will exalt you over sin. He will exalt you over Satan. What do you want to be exalted over? Do you want to be exalted over people? Get a promotion? I'm not interested. I want to be exalted over sin. I want it to be exalted over my flesh, which drags me down so often. I don't even want to be an elder brother in a church. Not at all. I have zero interest in being exalted over people. I'd be tremendous interested in being exalted over the lusts in my flesh. He will exalt you at the proper time.